Here's the place where many people get confused. They feel that detachment means that somehow they don't feel as much as they used to. That if you're detached from an emotion, you won't really feel it as deeply as you did when you weren't detached. That's not the case. That's not the case. You will find that you can feel what you are feeling as fully as you ever did before. In fact, more fully, because you're developing emotional awareness. And while you are feeling it fully, still find yourself watching what's happening. In other words, the detachment is not your release from pain. The pain is still there, but your detachment allows you to watch what you're doing. And after a while, you begin to develop the ability to watch all of these emotional experiences as they come up in you and as they go. And you feel them as fully as you did in the past, but they don't penetrate you so deeply in terms of affecting your actions and your thoughts. It's a bit like being in the shower and the water's running over you. Before, you were a sponge. You turn on the shower, you step into it, the water comes down and you soak it up. Now the water runs off. And that's what the standing on the bridge exercise helps you to do, is get the detachment. You see the emotions, but that doesn't mean the emotions are down there and you don't feel them anymore. You do feel them. How could you learn to grow spiritually if you couldn't feel them? The idea of creating authentic power is not to anesthetize yourself, but to become more and more aware of what is occurring in your life so that you can use what is occurring in your life to grow spiritually. Now, what does grow spiritually mean? It means to be able to reflect in your personality more and more of what your soul wants. And your soul, as you know, wants harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. Well, you could recite that and you'd be like a spiritual behavioral. You'd be a behavioral spiritualist. Just cognitive. Say, my soul wants harmony, so I'll create harmony. Yes, that's right. Now comes the actual doing of it, and that's where emotional awareness comes in. Because that's where you encounter the parts of yourself that don't want harmony. You don't want it with your brother-in-law. You don't want it with your son-in-law. You don't want it with your neighbor. You don't want it with your boss. In fact, you dislike them intensely. In fact, you resent them. In fact. So you begin to experience all of this, not with the orientation of someone who is suffering and in pain in the moment and praying that it will pass soon or that you can find something that will shift your consciousness, but as someone who is learning about your earth suit so that you can change it. What happens when you start to change your earth suit? Do people applaud? Well, maybe, but if you get caught up in the pleasure of hearing applause, then that's part of the experiences that you will recognize as coming from frightened parts of your personality, because when the applause stops, you'll hurt. Instead, as you align your personality with your soul, as you begin to challenge and change the frightened parts of your personality, they become less dominant aspects of your experience. And you will find eventually that what used to so control you and fill you up with jealousy, with despair, with rage, with resentment, you've forgotten about. It doesn't happen anymore. And in its place is something else. It's an interest in life. It's a joy in what you're doing. It's an engagement in the present moment. And your experience is a different one. So if you're trying to figure out what your life would be like as it is now, except you're happy, you can't do that. it won't work because you're not happy when you're angry. But you can, in a way, understand or experience what it would be like, because you can pick a time when you do feel joyful, not because you've gotten what you want, but because you're simply enjoying your life. Linda and I were with our granddaughters the last several days, and one of them in particular had a starring role in Peter Pan. She's a third grader. And it was such a joy to be with her. Not because she's just the way I want her to be. I can see already what her personality characteristics are, what the earth suit is that she's wearing, and how much pain she's going to experience as she moves forward into her life with those parts of herself unchallenged. And so we already start to work with her on that. But the joy at being with her is simply the joy at being with her. Well, you have times like that in your life too, when you just have the joy of being alive. Now imagine that you felt like that all of the time. Well, that's what it's like, except there's another dimension to it, meaning, conscious meaning. You're deeply connected with your purpose for being on the earth. And that's where the real joy comes from. That's where the joy that no one can take from you comes from. That's the sun that shines inside, and there are no clouds that can obscure it.